Well, we wanted everyone to have the true incarnation experience today. And I guess everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. Air conditioning not working. How could it be otherwise? It's like that good old time religion, everyone there. Well, I have to say I'm so deeply touched and overwhelmed and moved and blessed that all of you decided to come here tonight and to celebrate my silver jubilee, especially in the fires of Hades. But no, seriously, it means so much to me, and especially I want to note, here's my mother down here. And also my beloved brother and sister-in-law, Ray and Irene, are here from Baltimore. Everyone wants you guys to stand up so they can see you. They're all doing this. So, yeah. You know, there's even friends of mine from college that are here. And like Phyllis Oders is here all the way from Florida. Thanks for being here, Phyllis. My old friend Tim Cox is here somewhere. I don't know where you are, Tim. There's Tim back there. Thanks for being here, Tim. There's Karen Rubley Loper, another one of my friends from college. And one of my old roommates, Steve Crane, who is pastor of Poplar Springs Baptist Church in Henrico, right over there. Thank you very much, Steve. Any other friends from college that are here that I didn't see yet? You're here, Matt. This is Matt Bright over here. Thank you, Matt, for being here. So, I'm also honored by all my brother priests who are here, who, this celebration of my silver anniversary is really a celebration of the breathtaking vocation that we have of priests. And so I'm happy to share that with all of you. Some of these men have been ordained more than 25 years, and some have only been a few years into that adventure. But let's give it up for these men who have given their lives for the people of God. We won't get in trouble with the bishop because all these priests might be dead after this liturgy being investments. They may die from too much heat, but don't tell the bishop I did it, okay? So, amazingly, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the church has given us readings from Scripture today that I think directly pertain to our priestly ministry. We hear Paul talking in our first reading, reflecting on his apostolic ministry with the leaders of the church in Ephesus. And it seems to me that he has identified two basic characteristic tasks of the priestly ministry. And the first one is that three times in those 10 verses in our first reading, Paul talks about one of those tasks. He says that he has testified to all of repentance to God and of faith in Jesus Christ. And then he says that his ministry is to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And then he says that he did not shrink from declaring the whole counsel of God. Three ways of saying, I think, the same thing, and that's the great mandate that Jesus Christ gave that we just heard last Sunday: go into all the world and preach the good news to the whole creation, which, by the way, was the foundational scripture that made me pursue this whole thing to begin with. So that is one of the things the Sacrament of Holy Orders is all about. The Sacrament of Holy Orders ensures that the gospel will be preached, that the good news of God will be proclaimed, that the message will be proclaimed, and that somebody's going to be talking about Jesus. So thank you for that amen, Monsignor. I was hoping you would do that there. So that's one of the basic tasks of priesthood. And St. Paul then talks about it being done in two different ways in that first reading. He talks about how he taught in public and from house to house. And so teaching in public, of course, is what priests do whenever the assembly gathers. But that other aspect, preaching from home to home, is one of the most blessed and privileged aspects of our vocation, and that speaks of that really personal relationship that we have with all of you, the people of God. And I'm sure I can speak for my brother priest, that is one of the most precious things about our vocation, is that you include us in your lives, and we can include you in ours. And so that's one of the ways that we proclaim the message. Very special thing. Second thing that St. Paul talks about that I think is a fundamental and basic task of the priest, St. Paul says that he served the Lord in all humility. And that's just another way of saying what John the Baptist said: he must increase and I must decrease. He must increase, serving the Lord. I must decrease, in all humility. Because we cannot serve the Lord without dying to our ego. It's got to be all about Christ and not about us. And that's why St. Paul can also say, as we heard him say, I do not account my life of any value or precious to myself, if only I may accomplish my course and do the ministry that I received from Jesus Christ. That's the only way he could say that, because he had been striving himself to serve the Lord and to let himself die. But you know, that's the basic spiritual task of all baptized Christians, isn't it? Because we have been given the promise of eternal life by Jesus. And John in our gospel today defines for us what eternal life is. It is to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And John is not talking there of knowing God in an intellectual, cognitive sense, but in the sense of a bond of love and friendship and communion. And we all know that in human love, certainly, it's got to all be about my beloved and not about me if it's going to be true love. How much more that is true when it comes to knowing and loving Jesus Christ. This is why I put on my little ordination card my favorite scripture: I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. And that requires a complete self-donation of ourselves to Christ, just as he emptied himself so completely out of love for us. But hey, that's what the wondrous exchange of the Eucharist is all about. So let's celebrate it.